Hurricane Helene was a wake-up call on preparedness. Many realized how vulnerable they were without water, food, power, and are now taking steps to protect themselves. At Common Sense Retirement Planning, we have specialized in financial prepping for more than two decades. We've created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help you achieve the safe and secure future you envision. Go to our website, csrp.info, for an appointment. Remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA/SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Interesting conversation on Laura Ingraham last night with the one of the guys who ran up the massive debt that we have. So he understands it very well. A guy personally responsible in concert with Joe Biden for locking in a staggering 40% increase in the size of federal government. And his name is Kevin McCarthy. He's former Speaker of the House, and he lost his speakership, as he should have, for sneaking over to the White House. I'll never forget this. Congress had already cut a deal to rewind the COVID spending. We were going to go back to 2020 spending levels. We should have gone back to 2019 spending levels. We were going to go back to 2020 spending levels and normal times. And we're going to stop the 40% expansion of the federal government. What that was, a lot of it was, remember all of those loans that we printed that didn't end up being really loans? We were writing massive checks to businesses. We're still printing that amount of money as if we're paying businesses to stay closed. But COVID's over.
Yeah.
And so, and a lot of people don't understand this. Nancy Mace explained it really well. When Kevin McCarthy, and this is part of the reason she was part of the Long Knives, when Kevin McCarthy, over that Memorial Day weekend, snuck to the White House behind the Republican Party's back, he was the speaker at the time, cut a deal with Joe Biden to lock in the 40% expansion of the federal government. He doomed America. He doomed Americans to struggle to eat. He really, really did grievous harm to this country. We're still at that 40% locked in spending level. A lot of people don't understand this. And it was fascinating to see the same guy, Kevin McCarthy, who would understand economic destruction being such a big part of it at all, being such a big part of why you've struggled to pay for your groceries all these years, because Trump left us a historically low rate of inflation at 1.4%. For him to say on Laura Ingraham, as he did last night, look, time is getting short here. We have 4 years to get this under control. We don't have time for massive bloated budgets anymore. We don't have time to keep, you know, passing Nancy Pelosi's budget from 4 years ago, as the Republicans have been doing. We're going to have our own budget, make big, you know, put on our big boy pants and make hard decisions if we're going to stop the collapse. And he used the word collapse.
Our interest on the debt is $1 trillion a year, more than our defense budget.
More than defense, first time, yes.
So that continues to happen. And is Congress just going to spend until no one will lend us money anymore? Because at some point, isn't Jerome Powell going to raise interest rates? And that's going to send this economy into a recession. If we don't get spending under control, if Doge doesn't do what Doge says it's going to help Congress do. Is that not going to be a problem?
It's a tremendous, it's probably our greatest threat out there, debt, and it's within the next 4 years.
And to Trump. And to Trump's presidency,
to America itself. It's the greatest threat we have before us. Every great society that's overextended themselves has collapsed.
Notice what he said there. In the next 4 years, he's not wrong. We don't have another decade to do this.
Well, it's amazing how much he's learned since he became speaker, or no longer became speaker, you know.
You know what? I think he's always known this. I just didn't care.
Yes, yeah, yeah. There was political reasons for it, and it's like, you know, he's not stupid, and none of these people are. They, for some reason, they just keep making the decision to do stupid things and think that no one's going to hold them accountable. But then when you look at the record Democrats have for doing stupid things, not being held accountable, I guess there's evidence for it.
Democrats, if they are given their way, will spend us into bankruptcy within the next 4 years. And notice he puts 4 years on it. And he's not wrong about this. I mean, when your interest payment on the debt is now bigger than your biggest bill, which is for the Pentagon, you're paying, you know, $900 billion in interest. You have no room to move. None. So what Doji is doing here is like, you know, being couched by the media as, oh, it's just right wing dream. No, we have to do this to survive or we're not going to make it. And that's what Kevin McCarthy's saying. I was shocked to hear this from him.
Yeah,
I really was, because he's responsible for locking this emergency funding, which was only supposed to be a one-time thing, locking it in.
Continuing the continuing resolutions.
Exactly. Now, Mike Johnson just did it again. 1,500 pages of absolutely obscene printing and borrowing. Yes. And I think what the other side would say was, well, we don't control the Senate yet. And he's got to get it through a Democrat-controlled Senate or the government shuts down, right? Well, he ain't going to have that excuse in a few months.
Yeah.
And people are already, the conversations about recalling him as speaker are already beginning because of this 1,500 pages.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They're not wrong. We can't keep doing this. And Kevin McCarthy actually said something pretty smart about Doge, that, look, they can make all the recommendations they want, but
so what they really need to do, I think Doge can work, but you need to put teeth behind it. So what you need to say is anything that Elon and Vivek comes up with, it gets a vote on the floor in the House with no amendments. You vote it up and vote it down. Because if they just make recommendations and then it's got to go through the House, it's going to get gummed up and everything else. This is exactly what we did when the Soviet Union collapsed and we had to restart our defense. You called it BRAC, and they got to have it a vote up and vote it down and see if it go. It'd have a better chance.
Yes.
I just
just vote on it.
It's just so stunning and I shouldn't be stunned, to hear this guy talking about doing the very things that we wanted him to do when he was speaker.
I know, and he would still be speaker.
Yes, he could still be speaker, for crying out loud. Good grief.
So we always knew what to do.
Yes, exactly.
But in all seriousness, you heard what Laura Ingraham said in the first round there. Okay, I am very very curious to see, number one, what the Fed does. Let me tell you why. Jerome Powell undermined Trump economically almost from the moment Trump appointed him. Okay, he was one of those just very, very bad appointees to head the Fed. He did not undermine Biden. He helped him every step of the way. And what they're doing right now is interest rates cuts they know darn well they should not be doing.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
And what do we see? We saw exactly what I told you. I said, look, they cut the interest rate to try to help Kamala Harris win. So it could be like, inflation, it's defeated. I said, no, it's not. After the election, we're going to begin to see an uptick in inflation again. Why? Because they cut the interest rate, but they didn't cut the printing and borrowing. What do we just see? A small uptick in inflation. Why? Because we cut the interest rate. Well, we're pretending we didn't see it, and we're doing it again. Mm-hmm. What is that going to do? Well, when you put a bill forward, like Mike Johnson just put forward, and you're going to print that, and you're going to cut the interest rate, inflation's going to go up again. If Jerome Powell wants to ruin Trump for the globalist, all he's got to do is keep cutting rates. On the other hand, if he raises rates too much, he will tamp down inflation, but he's going to cause a recession.
Yeah.
She's right. So Trump's entire future is in Jerome Powell's hands, unless he can manage to do one thing. Deep, deep, deep cuts. The kind of cuts that will probably even shock the American people.
Yeah, and hopefully,
we have no choice.
Hopefully a lot of federal agencies,
yes,
too.
Yes, we have no choice. Whole federal agencies have to go. That's the level on which this has to be. Or he's going to fail. And look, I've known this since before the election. My husband and I actually had a conversation about it. And he's like, don't tell him. Don't tell him. We can't muddy the water. It doesn't matter. Trump has to win. Because if Biden wins or if Kamala wins, we're going down. I mean, we are going broke. And we're going to do it on an accelerated timetable. Well, now I'm telling you. Trump's got an almost impossible problem before him. It's not his fault. He left us historically low inflation.
Well, at least, hopefully, at least the foot will be on the brake. We may still hit the wall, but maybe not quite as quickly and as harshly as it was going to be before.
So the media is pretending these are some conservative ideas and they're going to scream bloody murder.
Yeah.
But that we're beyond conservative ideas and efficiently functioning government. Don't kid yourself.
Yeah.
This is existential threat to the United States of America. And to see Kevin McCarthy admit it on Laura Ingraham and tell you, because he gives her the time frame. She doesn't give it to him. Yeah. We got 4 years. That's it. And it'll ruin the Trump presidency. Well, yeah, it's going to ruin his presidency. It's going to ruin the America. It's going to ruin the dollar. It's going to ruin everything. So we got to deal with Powell. The only way we get the upper hand over Powell is we make massive cuts. And we got to stop the printing.
You know, and what's interesting is the very same thing that's happening here is happening in Canada right now, and it's about to bring down Trudeau.
Yeah.
He's about ready. He's about almost to the point where he's going to have to resign as prime minister. He's had several folks within his cabinet there that have had to resign, and he's probably next. So the very same economic circumstances that we've got in this country are going on in Canada, and they are holding the leader, Trudeau, responsible.
And Trump will have the same thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be very hard for him to do this. And here's the thing, okay? Just real quick, when Trump first came into office, most people don't know this. They think of Trump as a big spender. So do most people in Congress. In fact, Congress doesn't know the party's over. They figure, well, Trump did some massive printing and borrowing in 2020, particularly with COVID, a lot of unbalanced budgets. He'll do it again. They think the party's going to continue. Mm. There's going to be shock and awe.
Yeah.
Because he's going to have to end it, or he's going to go down as bad a president, if not worse, than Joe Biden. I'm telling you, mark my words. He has no choice. What he took on here is wow. But the first budget that Trump ever sent Paul Ryan, not only was it balanced, it had a plan, a 10-year plan to completely eliminate the debt. Paul Ryan, who was a Republican speaker, said, screw you, put it on a shelf, and we went right on borrowing.
Yep.
So Trump has those instincts. He's done it before. It's what he wanted to do. But Paul Ryan wouldn't let him. Paul Ryan was a human wrecking machine. So Trump's going to have to reclaim those instincts. Okay, he can't go in there and let them go wild. Because he's the one who's going to pay. Those Congress members will vote to print and print and print and print and print and borrow and print and borrow and print and borrow and print. And Trump will pay. Because we're going to have high inflation or the interest rates are going to have to come up. It's going to be one of the two. Neither is good. It will put the Democrats back in power in 4 years, mark my words. And then they'll really wreck the economy. He's got to figure this out. And it's going to be tough. Really, really tough. But if anybody can do it, Trump can.